Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 13th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 9.5 cents, closing at 369 3/4. November beans up 18 1/4 cents, closing at 1105 1/4. And September wheat up 1 1/4, closing at 439 3/4. The grains obviously put in a strong day here today, but we were up 32 cents at one point in the beans. We were up about 15 cents in the corn, broke off of those highs. The bean oil closed lower on the day, with the crude oil being down 205 a barrel. So, you know, it was still a positive day, but not maybe as strong as the bulls would have liked to have seen. I think we made the highs in the first hour and everything and then started to back off. Pretty choppy day, though. Obviously, the heat has got a lot of people concerned. As we head into next week, the 20, 21st, 22nd, temperatures in Nebraska could reach 100, 101, 102, 103 degrees just for the 3 days, and then it starts to cool off again. Keep in mind, half of Nebraska is irrigated for the most part. Iowa temps look to be 96, 97, and 98, and then cooling off again. There have been some showers around. Missouri got a good drink of water today. The northern half of Illinois got a good drink of water. Chicago had rain. It looks like Iowa caught a little bit of the rains in northwest Iowa. So there are some rains out here in the forecast. And with this heat and humidity, these pop-up storms are certainly possible. We have to take a look at the weather past that next week time frame. If it starts to look more normal, this thing's going to fall out of bed. If we stay hot, 100-degree temps, give or take a few degrees, then the market's going to move higher, assuming that we're going to do some damage to the beans out here. So right now, it's as much a function of the weather as anything else. People are talking about tight bean supplies in Brazil. They're talking about tighter supplies here in the U.S. You know, frankly, in my opinion, it's all a matter of yield. 2 bushels either way in the beans makes or breaks the crop. If we come in 2 bushels above what we're looking for, we've got plenty of beans. 2 bushels below, and we could see some strong prices out here. I would caution you to remind you that these weather forecasts can change on a dime, and that if we do get good rallies, take advantage of them. Twice this year, the American farmer has been faced with very cheap grain. This is the second rally now. Now, is this going to be the one that's going to blow the lid off the top? I don't know. It all depends on the weather. But my point here is that if you need to make some sales, if we get corn back up to 385, 390, I'd certainly be selling some there. November beans get up to 1140, somewhere in that range. I think you ought to be a seller up there. If you still believe there's another $2 upside in the bean market, you can always buy yourself a call option to keep the upside open. But if we do have a big crop and we do get rains in August, I believe you're looking at 960 beans in the fall. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.